You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. The trees cling to every leaf, but the smell of winter weather is in the air. And the Juno Nordic Ski Team is getting ready to embrace a new season. They've begun to recruit new members, and we have quite a crew here to tell us about that. So, first of all, welcome to the show, Coach Tristan Knutson-Lombardo. Hi, Tristan.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having us.
Sure thing. And we have three skiers here with us. Riley Soboloff. Hi, Riley.
Hi.
And Zoe Lessard. Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
And Eric Thompson. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
You're all here today to promote registration for the team's 2021-22 season. Tristan, let's start with you. Tell us about how the teams are organized and what practice and competition is going to look like this season.
The Juno Nordic Ski Team, it's a program of the Juno Nordic Ski Club, actually, the local Nordic or cross country ski club here in town. And this year we're going to have three youth programs. We have our high school team, our middle school team, and then we have what we call our junior Nordic. It's geared towards kind of elementary age skiers and their families. And that's a Sunday program that doesn't start until January, actually. So we're kind of in the big push right now. Actually, registration just opened today for our middle and high school race teams. And those two programs, our high school team, those practices start the 1st of November. And then our middle school team, those practices start November 30th. Snow or no snow, we get going regardless.
Great to hear. Thank you so much for that overview. Now let's hear about the experiences from some of the skiers themselves that were on the team last year. Riley, beginning with you, tell me how you got into Nordic skiing and what made you join the team.
I started Nordic skiing last year. I was a sixth grader at the time, and I think my mom got an email from the school about it. And yeah, I had a really fun time doing it and enjoyed every part of it.
And Zoe, how about you? How did being a part of the ski team help you get better at skiing? And what's important about being a strong cross-country skier?
Well, the ski team, I learned from my dad and my mom, and they're no professional skier, no offense. but They had like different games and things that are super annoying, but they do test your skill and work on it. So yeah.
And so, what's important to you about being a strong cross country skier, Zoe?
Well, I joined the team to be with Riley, and it now is so much more than that. It's a really great community, and I think that having that community is important.
And Eric, over to you. What do you love about Nordic skiing?
Mainly just the fact to get out of the house, just mainly get out there. I find it's really fun skiing where we do, because like going skiing on the lake and stuff going around there, it's really fun just with all of your friends and everyone there.
What was your favorite part about being on the Juno Nordic Ski Team?
Going up to Eagle Crest, because I loved that hiking up there and skiing down sometimes on the cross country skis, which was very scary, but it was pretty fun.
Riley, what were some of the highlights of the last ski team season for you?
I loved playing with my friends and doing fun things like that, but also it was such a fun workout to be able to do because you got a lot of exercise. You were in nature. And you got to play, enjoy your time with other people. And yeah, I just enjoyed basically every part. Yeah.
Zoe, what are some of your favorite courses to ski around Juno or even outside of Juno?
I haven't skied much outside of Juno, but I really like the Montana Creek course. It does have a downhill, but other than that, it's pretty flat and fun. So yeah,
it actually starts off with that downhill, right? You just zoom on down. Eric, we know that skiing is great for the physical health. Some of you and some of your friends have mentioned what a good workout it is. But do you think it helps maintain good mental health as well?
For sure, because I feel like the community like really keeps everyone in the activity, keeps everyone engaged, everyone in an upbeat attitude. So, yeah.
And Riley, back over to you. I know that going to school in a pandemic has been a big challenge for everyone, students, teachers. Did skiing help you offset some of that social isolation that we've all been experiencing?
Well, so it was extra COVID safe because you wore masks most of the time, unless you were far enough apart from everyone. But it was also so fun to see other people and not to be stuck at your house all day with just like maybe a goldfish or something. But it was so fun to play with everyone and have such a fun experience.
I've heard of pandemic puppies, but no pandemic goldfish, although that definitely makes sense. I know Riley just sort of touched on that, but Zoe, what were some of the ways that the Juno Nordic ski team makes certain that it's a COVID safe environment?
Well, even during practice, they made us wear masks, which was hard because you were exercising and wearing a mask, but they were very COVID safe, and the skis basically provided a 6-foot distance from everybody because you couldn't really be next to somebody with skis on. I think it was very COVID safe.
Yeah, that's a good point with the skis being a natural distance marker. And Eric, what would you say to someone who is thinking about joining the team, but maybe not sure if they have the right gear or enough experience, or maybe they don't have the confidence in their physical ability?
I'd just say try and show up, see what it's about, see if it's right for you. If you don't enjoy it that much, that's fine. You can go somewhere else, but it's always a good idea to try.
Riley or Zoe, what would you say to that question? What would you say to someone who's thinking about joining but maybe has some doubts about whatever reasons?
Well, I know people of all levels of ski, even if you've never skied before, have joined the club and they've had a blast. You make friends no matter what level of skiing you're at, and there are races, but they're rare and they're not mandatory, and it's not very competitive, so I think it's a good environment to learn how to ski.
Excellent answers, all of you. Tristan, what a great group you have to work with. Tell us how we can find out more, or if someone's become really interested, how to join the team.
Well, I first just have to say, Shelly, I love your questions, and I love hearing Riley, Zoe, and Eric, your answers, because I think it speaks just so much to our program and what skiing together can do for each other. It's one thing to go out there by yourself and do it, but in our climate where we never know if it's going to be 0 degrees or raining in 38, it's just so much fun to get out on our trails and explore our trails in a group together. And I really also want to emphasize what I think it was Riley or Zoe said, that you don't have to have any ski experience to join one of our teams. We just want you to have a desire to get better at skiing or learn to ski. We'll do the rest. We'll help outfit you. We'll help you figure it out. We'll teach you. It's really open to skiers of all abilities and experiences. And if this sounds like, if you're in high school or middle school and you like the sound of this program, if you're a parent and you think, gosh, my child would really benefit or fit in here, there's more information on the Juno Nordic Ski Club website, which is jnski.org. And you can click on youth programs, and there's a little program description for our high school and middle school teams and our elementary program. And there's a link to register. There's our contact information. If people, we absolutely as coaches want to make ourselves available to answer questions and help families figure it out. It really takes a village and a community to pull off a program like this. And we have dozens of volunteer coaches that come in, and we have a lot of parents that help, whether it's figuring out carpooling of skiers or gear to and from practice so that we make sure that everybody can attend, and trying to remove as many of those transportation barriers as possible. The one other thing I want to add quickly is that what's really important to us is that our program is available to everyone, no matter ability to pay. So we have a sliding fee scale. And so it's kind of like pay what you can afford based on the information we give you. And there's no questions asked, no judgment. We just really want young people that want to ski or learn to ski, we want them to join our program. And we, you know, we'll do the fundraising and the grant writing either together or on the side. But we really want to make sure everyone has a chance to join our teams that's interested.
That's great. I'm glad that you mentioned that. I'm glad that it is so open and accessible to anyone who wants to ski. Well, thank you all for being here today. And Tristan, before we say goodbye, I was wondering if there's just any other opportunities from the ski team or the Juneau Nordic Ski Club that you want to mention while you're here today.
One quick thing is we have lots of volunteer trail work opportunities happening this fall. And our first one is going to be pulling alders out at the end of the North Douglas Pioneer Road. That'll be October 3rd, I believe. It's a Sunday, the first Sunday in October. So bring your lower back strength and your bicep and tricep strength, and we're going to try to get all the alders off the road so that we can groom it when the snow flies.
Hmm. I didn't realize they were overgrowing the road back there. So thanks for the tip on that, if anyone feels like doing a little manual labor for the ski club, the Nordic Ski Club. Thanks again, everybody, for being here today. I really appreciate the conversation. Those are great answers to my questions, Riley, Zoe, and Eric. And Tristan, thanks for being a good coach and doing what you do.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you.
Yeah. Here's hoping for a snowy fall and winter.